My name is Jack Shainman. I own the Jack Shainman Gallery here in New York City. We met because he was in several of our group shows, and we kind of kept a friendship. He really liked Claude Simard, my partner in the gallery, who passed away. They had a very special relationship. And Barclay would often just kind of show up at our front desk, and all of a sudden, Barclay Hendricks is here. He really did care where the paintings went. In fact, many of the early works were kind of earmarked for museum only. October's Gone, we placed with the Fogg Museum at Harvard. Helen Molesworth was the curator, and Helen spent, I think, almost her whole yearly budget on this painting, although it was not so expensive at the time compared to now, because Helen wanted to retell the story, the art history that happened in the 60s, the 70s, into the 80s, because we have such kind of a myopic view of this very white, male-dominated art world, like nothing else was happening. Meanwhile, Barclay was happening, and if you look on this, the white-on-white painting, and dealing with this idea of form, line, abstraction, figuration, all together was an important thing, and Helen really purchased this painting because she wanted to tell the right story, the true story, what was happening. It was a milestone, especially because he went to Yale and all of that. He wanted his paintings to hang in places where they would be seen and matter. He was always open to listening, I believe, but he was totally steadfast in his beliefs, probably more than anybody that I've ever met in my life. He really believed deeply in his values and in everything that he did. Some of the meetings with journalists didn't go so well. Sometimes it became very combative. You know, a few that I can think of, maybe I shouldn't mention their names, but in the New York Times once, quote unquote, after a combative interview with Barclay Hendricks, but it went on to be a good review. We had just such a lovely relationship. He was such an extraordinary man.